Chapter 9, Transforming the Storyteller. Now you can see how you create the dream of your life, and you know that your life is a story. With that awareness, the question is, are you happy with your story? You can be whatever you want to be because you're the artist, and your life is your creation. It's your comedy or your drama. And if the story is changing anyway, then why not direct the change with awareness? As an artist with awareness, you can see if you like your art, and you can practice making it better. Practice makes the master, but it's action that makes the difference. To change the story of your life is what the Toltec call the mastery of transformation. To master transformation is to live in the present moment all of the time. Life is an eternal now, because the force of life is creating and transforming everything right now. How are you going to change your story? Well, you create your story according to what you believe about yourself. And the way to transform what you believe about yourself is to unlearn what you've already learned. When you unlearn, your faith returns to you. Your personal power increases, and you can invest your faith in new beliefs. If you're ready to take your faith out of the lies, then remember, don't believe yourself and don't believe anybody else. This will give you clarity about many things, but you may need a little support to stop believing the lies and to start breaking all of the agreements that go against yourself. The four agreements offer this support. You can transform your entire story just by practicing these four agreements. Be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. Don't make assumptions. Always do your best. Many tools can help you change your story, but the four agreements are my favorite tools for transformation. Just by following these agreements, you challenge all of the opinions that are nothing but superstition and lies. Be impeccable with your word because you use the word to create your story. Don't take anything personally because you live in your own story and other people live in their own story. Don't make assumptions because most assumptions are not the truth, they're fiction. And when the storyteller makes up stories, especially about other storytellers, this creates big drama. Always do your best. Because this keeps the voice of knowledge from judging you, and by taking action, you keep the voice from talking to you. The first agreement, be impeccable with your word, is the supreme agreement because it helps you to recognize all of the lies that rule your life. To be impeccable is to use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. The other three agreements are more support for the first agreement. They're the practice that makes the master. But the goal is the first agreement. By practicing all four agreements, the moment comes when you experience the truth and your emotional reaction is incredible. Let's take a closer look at each agreement. The first agreement, be impeccable with your word, means you never use the power of the word against yourself in the creation of your story. Impeccable means without sin. Anything you do that goes against yourself is a sin. When you believe in lies, you're using the power of the word against yourself. When you believe that nobody likes you, that you'll never make it, you're using the word against yourself. When you're impeccable, you never speak against yourself. You have no beliefs that go against yourself, and you never help anybody else to go against you. To be impeccable means that you don't use your own knowledge against yourself, and you don't allow the voice in your head to abuse you. Remember, the word is your power, because you use the word to create the main character of your story. Every self-opinion, every belief is made by words. I'm smart. I'm stupid, I'm beautiful, I'm ugly. This is powerful. But your word is even more powerful because it also represents you when you interact with other dreamers. Every time you speak, your thought becomes sound. Your thought becomes the word, and now it can go into other people's minds. If their minds are fertile for that kind of seed, they eat it, and now that thought lives inside of them, too. The word is a force that you cannot see, but you can see the manifestation of the force, which is your own life. How do you know when you're using the word impeccably? Well, when you're happy, when you feel good about yourself, when you feel love. How do you know when you're using the word against yourself? When you're suffering with envy, anger, or sadness. Suffering of all kinds is the result of misusing the word. It is the result of believing in knowledge contaminated with lies. If you clean up the word, you recover the impeccability of the word, and you never betray yourself. If you agree to be impeccable with your word, this is enough for you to return to the paradise that humans lost. It's enough to bring you back to the truth and to transform your whole story. Be impeccable with your word. The second agreement, don't take anything personally, will help you to break the many lies you agreed to believe in. When you take things personally, you react and feel hurt, and this creates emotional poison. Then you want revenge, you want to get even, and you use the word against other people. Not taking anything personally gives you immunity to emotional poison in all your relationships. You no longer lose control and react because you're emotionally hurt. This gives you clarity, which puts you a step ahead of other people who cannot see their own stories. The second agreement will guide you in breaking hundreds of little lies until it hits the core of all the lies in your life. When this happens, the whole edifice of knowledge collapses, and you have a second chance to create another story in your own way. The Toltec call this losing the human form. When you lose the human form, you have the opportunity to choose what to believe according to your integrity. When you were a child, you never had the opportunity to make a choice about what to believe. Everything you agreed to believe was imposed upon you. Now you have an opportunity you didn't have when you were a child. You can use your attention for the second time to base your story on the truth instead of on lies. The Toltec call this the dream of the second attention. I call it your second story because it's still a story, but now it's your choice. When you lose the human form, you recover the power of your faith and your will is free again. What you can do with that faith has no limits. But the goal is not to save the world. No, the only mission you have in life is to make yourself happy. It's that simple. And the only way that you can make yourself happy is to create a story that will make you happy. You cannot control what is happening around you, but you can control the way you tell the story. You can relate the story as a big melodrama and be sad and depressed about everything that happens to you, or you can relate the story without all of the drama. The third agreement, don't make assumptions, is a big ticket to personal freedom. When you make assumptions, the storyteller is making up a story. You believe the story, and then fail to ask questions that might shed some light on the truth. Assumptions create a whole world of illusion that is not true at all, but you believe it. Making assumptions and then taking them personally is the beginning of hell in this world. Almost all human conflict is based on this. To be aware is to see what is truth, to see everything the way it is and not the way you want it to be, to justify what you already believe. When you master awareness as a habit, you always see life the way it is, not the way you want to see it. You no longer try to put things into words to explain anything to yourself, and this keeps you from making assumptions. You only use the word to communicate with others, knowing that what you're communicating is just a point of view based on what you believe. That's why you need to listen and ask questions. With clear communication, people will give you all the information you need, and you won't have to make assumptions. The fourth agreement is always do your best. When you do your best, you don't give the voice of knowledge an opportunity to judge you. If the voice doesn't judge you, there's no need to feel guilty or to punish yourself. doing your best, you're going to be productive, which means taking action and doing what you love to do, because it's the action that makes you happy. You're doing it because you want to, not because you have to. The best moments of your life are when you're being yourself. When you're in your creation and doing what you love to do, you become authentic. You're not thinking in that moment, you're expressing. When you're doing your best in your creation, the mind stops. You're alive again. You don't even notice how great you feel. The action, just the action, makes you feel great. When you have inaction, your mind has to have action, and that's an open invitation for the voice of knowledge to talk to you. But when you're absorbed in what you're doing, the mind hardly speaks. Even if you're using words in your art to write a poem, you're not thinking about the words. You're simply expressing your emotions. The words are the instrument, the code that you use for expression. If you're a musician playing music, there's no difference between you and the music. You're creating the music. You're enjoying every note, every sound, and it's a supreme pleasure. Just expressing yourself leads you into ecstasy because you're creating. This is life as an art. Everything in life is just a choice. You control the dream by making choices. Every choice has a consequence, and the dream master is aware of the consequences. I encourage you to take responsibility for every decision you make in life. No decision is right or wrong. What matters is the action that follows your choice. Life can be wonderful. If you love yourself, if you practice doing your best, very soon it becomes a habit. When doing your best becomes a habit, everything is a setup for you to be happy, just as you were when you were a very young child. But first you need to stop the internal dialogue. This is one of the biggest miracles that any human can experience. If you can stop the voice from talking to you, then you're almost free from being abused by all of the lies. People have asked me if I encourage the use of a mantra to eliminate the internal dialogue. I encourage you to use any trick that you can find to stop the chatter. There's no kitchen recipe. You can explore any number of ways until you find your own way. For some people, a mantra might be the miracle. For other people, meditation, contemplation, or music could be the miracle. For others, walking outdoors or just surrounding themselves with natural beauty could be the miracle. It could be dancing, yoga, running, swimming, or any exercise. It's up to you. There are many ways to quiet the mind if you just use them. But from my point of view, practicing the four agreements is the best way. The four agreements have the power to break thousands of little agreements that go against yourself, but they're not as simple as they look. Many people say, the four agreements are changing my life, but at a certain point I cannot keep going. Well, if you cannot keep going, it's because you're facing a strong belief, and the faith you've invested in that belief is stronger than the faith you have available to change that belief. That's why it's important to practice recovering your faith with the little beliefs that go against yourself. Then you can go for the stronger, more challenging beliefs. Every time you practice the four agreements, their meaning goes a little deeper. At a certain point when you've already broken many little agreements, you go a little deeper and deeper until the moment comes when you open your spiritual eyes. When you finally transform, your life becomes a masterpiece of dreaming, an expression of your emotional body, just the way it was before knowledge.